Welcome to Sustain Your Vitality, the podcast that gives you a nurturing kick in the ass so you can take action every day to feel better, not older. Your lifestyle holds the power to change how you feel, and no matter your age or health issues, you are in the driver's seat. I'm your host, Zoe Connor, and I am a PhD level physicist, a well-being lifestyle alchemist, a travel strategist, and a retreat leader. Zen and Vitality with Zoe is my functional wellness studio. Join me for an intentional vitality retreat, for a whole new way to use travel to support your well-being. I'm here to help you figure out how to lower your stress, increase your energy, put yourself into a healing state, boost your drive and pleasure in life, prevent disease, and feel the best you ever have in your whole life with no regrets later. Let's go.
Well, I am delighted to have my good friend Allison Kay with me today, and we're going to be talking about retreats. And so, Allison, how about you tell the audience a little bit about you and why we're talking about retreats?
Well, thank you. My name is Allison Kay, but I won't even go into my last name. It's just a lot easier to say Allison Kay. I'm a 30-year health and fitness veteran. I've pretty much spent my career in the health and fitness industry and decided about 10 years ago to start adding retreats because I just knew that people wanted to be together in person. And what I find is that not only do these experiences allow people to get deeper, greater results, I also find that it's just a much greater way, if you will, to help people get transformation, to help people like actually return to their lives and feel like they're different. And that's one of the reasons why I'm super passionate about doing this work and why we do a lot of retreats here and why I know you do as well. And I always love to talk to other retreat leaders about why we do this work.
Awesome. So let's get into today's conversation. Well, Allison, one thing that we both know as retreat leaders is that when people are looking for retreats, if they've never been on a retreat, they might be thinking about it like it's a vacation. They might be looking at the place. Oh, I've been to that place before. They might be looking at the activities, you know, is the yoga outside or inside? You know, they're looking at all the features.
Right.
But that's not really what they're buying, right?
Yeah.
That's not what we're wanting them to pay attention to.
Right.
That's like the topping on top of the pie, not actual pie, right?
Right, totally.
Can you speak to what you have observed from your clients when they are deciding whether they should take a retreat with you or with someone else?
Oh yeah. I just think this is such a juicy topic. I think we could talk for a very long time about this. What I find when I first started doing retreats, what I thought was so interesting when you would try to sell them and you would talk about them and invite people to join is people would immediately put it in the same category as a vacation or a girls' weekend or a getaway or whatever you wanted to call it. And they would say, well, that sounds great, but I've already been on vacation this year. I've already got this planned over here or whatever, which immediately would make me think they're putting it in the same category, which leads me to my next point is that the majority of retreats out there are marketed like vacations. The focus is on the venue, the location, the private chef, the meals, the yoga on the beach, the breathwork sessions. Not that anything's wrong with any of that, but none of that changes who you are. So I think what's really important to understand as a retreat leader is you have to be speaking to the actual result that you're going to help people achieve. That right there is what makes your retreat different from any vacation, any getaway weekend, any out of town venture with friends. Not that anything's wrong with that. I love all those things. But those things don't change who I am when I get home. The version of myself that I'm used to still shows up when I get home. And the point of a retreat is to go inward and disconnect and step into something that's new and different and challenge yourself to become what I call the future version of yourself. And in order to do that, you can't operate from the same path that got you there.
Well, and I think as I look around at other retreats besides mm-hmm. the ones that you run or the ones that I run, mm-hmm. you know, I often think, well, okay, so this might be a setting where I could make that change for myself, but that, like, I would be doing that on my own while I happen to be there, right?
Exactly.
That's not the same
yeah.
as getting the
Totally.
support and the structure and the expertise of the retreat leader to guide me through that process, right? And so here is where I kind of think I liken it to how people work with their doctors, right? A typical doctor, you go in, maybe you've got a list of questions because you're that kind of person. You meet with them for 10 minutes. You get no information, but you met with them, you were there, and then you still go off and you're on your own trying to figure out how to piecemeal things together to support your health, right? And that's not the goal of a retreat like you and I lead, right? The goal is we're not that 10-minute doctor. We are the ones who are immersed and know your story and can address all the bits and pieces that you've been having trouble pulling together for yourself to create that change that you're trying to make.
100%. And I'll also, add on to that, which I agree with everything you said, but I'll also add on to that to where we create an identity for ourselves based on how we operate every day. For example, people will tell me all the time when I worked in fitness full time, well, I'm really not a gym person. And I would always ask, well, why is that? Well, every time I've gone to a gym, I just haven't been able to do anything. I haven't been able to make it work. I haven't been able to go. I don't like the clock, whatever it is. And so really what they're telling me is that everything I've tried around the gym hasn't worked, and that's a story. That's not a fact, that's a story, right? So part of what we do on retreat is helping people unwind what they're used to by introducing new things and giving them the environment that actually supports those new things. And that to me is what makes a retreat 100% different from a vacation or a getaway or any type of experience where you're simply leaving your life, so to speak, right? Because think about it, on vacation, what are you going to do? You're probably going to eat things that you're not used to eating. You're probably going to overindulge a little bit. You're probably going to stay up late. You're probably going to sleep in much later. Not, again, nothing wrong with any of that. Okay, I'm not here. I'm not the vacation police. I'm not passing judgment on any of that. But the point I'm trying to make is that it really doesn't do anything to change to help support you when you get home.
Absolutely. And that was making me think that when people are looking at retreats and, deciding, like, is this, do I think this is something that's going to work for me, right? While we might give them the information about what kind of place you're staying and what kind of things to expect there, that's not to create that vibe of here's the fun vacation, right? It's just to give them information, appropriate expectations, right? Because you never want someone to come on retreat and be mismatched in what they expected versus what they're receiving.
But I also think too, I think all of that is important, but I also think that, and again, this may be a little controversial, but I don't really care. I feel like it needs to be said, is that I think what we also have to do is put accountability in the right place. Like, for example, if you have someone come on a retreat with you and they're thinking it's going to be something different than what you deliver, and if you look back and you know that you've explained the program, the things that you're going to be doing, the places where you're going to be going, what to expect, and all of that, and they still don't feel like they got the result, then I feel like some of that responsibility has to be on them. And part of our job as retreat leaders is knowing where those boundaries are and knowing what's justified in terms of explaining as a result. The work is still on the part of our participants to get the result. Our job as retreat leaders is to hold the space to help make that happen.
Absolutely. But what it also means is that that's why neither of us has the buy now button on our retreat page, right? We want to have a conversation. We want to make sure that things are going to align well and mesh well, and that this person is going to, get what they need from this retreat, and that you can provide what they need, right?
I actually, for some of my retreats, I do have a buy now button because I'm very pretty intentional with my marketing and my messaging that I want it to be very clear. But I will say this, when I do get someone reserve a spot that I have not had a conversation with or that I haven't been in communication with in some way, shape, or form, my first step is to reach out and say, hey, I would love to talk to you about this. So I always want to leave the door open to let people be able to bet on themselves and make a decision. But on the other hand, to your point, I do think that having that conversation at the beginning about, look, here's what we're going to do, here's what you can expect, is also equally important.
Well, the question is up to the retreat leader in terms of what happens first,
Yeah,
the
exactly.
call
Right.
or the commitment, right?
Right.
But whatever order it happens in, it should happen. You shouldn't
Yeah.
have people coming on retreat where it's like, woo, who are you? You know,
Exactly. Right. Right.
what do you need? How can I support you? Because here you are, we've already traveled, now we're in this place,
Yeah.
and both parties
Yeah.
need to be ready to create that transformation.
Well, and I also just want to make a point that I think it's really important as retreat leaders that when you do get that new opt-in, you know, that someone who raises their hand who says, I'm ready to give this a try, and they go ahead and reserve a spot, they go ahead and reach out and, you know, take that first step. I think as retreat leaders, it's incredibly important right away that you make connection with that person and establish, you know, not just the relationship, but establish the expectation and this is what you can expect and here are your next steps and all that. I cannot tell you how many people I've talked to who've been on other retreats who've booked their spots, some of them even paid in full, and not a peep from the retreat leader until weeks down the road. I just think that's incredibly unprofessional.
That would really turn me off.
Totally, 100% agree. Yeah.
And to be honest, historically, my experience with buying, you know, programs, coaches, retreats, things like that, right, is like, yeah, you know, I might lurk in the background for a bit, but once I
Doesn't mean
decide,
you're
like,
not watching.
yeah, once I decide, I buy, I want it now, and I want that good response,
Totally, 100%.
right?
I could not agree more. And that comes down to communication. And I think that's an area in our retreat industry in general that needs a huge upgrade. I mean, and it just takes people like us having these conversations and others that you and I both know to continue to say out loud what needs to be said.
Absolutely. So if we cycle back to the initial question of it's not where you go, right? It's about what you do while you're there, right?
Exactly. It's about what
So
you do,
sometimes
and it's
it will.
also about, you know, holding the space as a leader. It's to me, it's a constant training in my own leadership skills, as well as it is giving people what they need when they choose to come and be with me.
Allison, I have really enjoyed having this conversation with you. Can you let people know more about you and how to find you?
Certainly. There are a couple places where you can come and connect with me. Come over to my website. That's www.theallisonk.com. That's Allison with one L. A lot of people ask me how I spell my name, and it's one L, which is, I know, unusual, but it's Alison K, theallisonk.com. You can hit the connect button. You can check out both of my podcasts. I have two shows, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care and Creating the World's Best Client Experience, which you've been a guest on. So you can come over to my website and check that out. Or you can sign up for our Friday newsletter, which I call 5 Minute Fridays, which goes out every Friday. And it's about a 5 minute read. And it basically is 5 points. It's the five things that we teach the most here at CU Fitness, which is my business name, and the Allison K Agency.
If you liked what you just heard and want more, you can check out my book, Wellness in Motion: Sustainable Travel and Embodied Practices for the Midlife Earth Conscious Woman. Or you can check out one of my two websites using the links in the show notes. I have two great ways for you to start working with me. I would love for you to take my Wellness Plus Travel profile quiz and discover which Greek goddess travels like you do. You will get tips for planning your next trip sent directly to your email. I would love to meet you with a free new client wellness consultation where we can discuss what working with me might look like for you. The show notes have the links for both the quiz and my calendar to make an appointment. If the Sustain Your Vitality podcast is helping you understand what you need to feel fabulous in every way with the least amount of effort, please share the show with someone who also needs it. Sharing is easy. Just use the sharing link in the show notes. The Sustain Your Vitality podcast is a gift from Zen and Vitality with Zoa LLC and Intentional Vitality Retreats, based in the state of Maryland, USA. All the podcast things, planning, recording, editing, and producing have all been done by me, Zoa Connor, PhD. Even though you can call me doctor, I'm not a medical professional, and your safety is your responsibility. By listening to this podcast and understanding any movement, nutrition, lifestyle, or health protocols discussed, you understand and agree to take full responsibility for your actions. Zen and Vitality with Zoa are not responsible for any injuries or issues that may occur. This podcast is intended for educational and informational purposes only and is not a substitute for personalized medical, wellness, nutrition, lifestyle, or movement and fitness advice. Always practice any fitness or movement-related activities in a safe environment. I make no claims about the effectiveness of the techniques or protocols discussed or any specific results you may achieve. I recommend you consult with your healthcare professional before changing your diet, exercise routine, or healthcare plan. Zen and Vitality with Zoa and the guests of this podcast are not liable for any injuries or health problems that may arise from following the information presented.